Site number 6 will still stay in Richmond, but we'll go northeast Richmond. The Tree Island South Slough on the north arm is historically famous for many large sturgeon. The slough was known as the Great White Sturgeon Slough, and in 1876, Henry Rowland, who was an old settler in Richmond and in Vancouver, he reads a story of his experiences on the north arm with sturgeon. And I think it's interesting that we should read his story, because it takes us back to way back to 1876. So let's just go through what he has to say. Mr. Rowland says this: "To make ends meet, I would hire out by the day to fishermen. I fished on the north arm at a place called Sturgeon Slough for salmon, and I also caught many very big sturgeon. But I turned them loose, as there was no sale for sturgeon. The cannery in New Westminster and its boss cannery man would not buy them because they had white flesh." So that's kind of interesting, that there was no interest in killing the sturgeon in those days because the flesh was white. But later the sturgeon became saleable, and Mr. Rowland said they were profitable, for they bought 10 cents a pound, and many of the North Arm sturgeon would be 400 or 500 pounds, and that was a lot of money to the fishermen in those days. The float bladders of each sturgeon at the cannery was used to manufacture inningsing glass, and a ground-up white powder that was used to clarify wine. So they sold the flesh, but the most important thing at the sturgeon cannery in New Westminster was this inningsing glass, this material in the skin of the sturgeon, which they could dry and grind up and use for and sell for the clarification of red wine, red and white wines in Europe. So it was something which made the fish valuable.